living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So it is a good thing. It's a good for your body to feel the burn of chili peppers. Now, coming from Texas, I love this story. We put salsa on everything. We just do. And I'm pretty good with the heat. I do enjoy the flavor of a lot of peppers and salsas. As a matter of fact, there was a salsa bar in Dallas, Texas, and you know how they have tequila bars and stuff? Well, this was a salsa bar. And one little area, they had maybe like 10 different salsas lined up. And, you know, on the left side, it was, you know, mild. And you move towards the right, and it gets hotter and hotter. And the last couple of salsas are just like, you know, beyond. You almost have to. As a matter of fact, one of them you did have to sign a waiver for. And I made it through like half of that. And I was dying. I had a couple friends that made it close to the end when they were hiccuping and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, maybe that's the extreme side of chili peppers. But they are good for you. There's a lot of good evidence that capsaicin, that's the key compound in chili peppers, it has health benefits to the heart, the brain, immune system, even weight loss. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. By the way, I watched a video. This was a young man, 12 years old. His name was Nick. This is on YouTube. He ate the hottest pepper. And this is according to the Guinness Book of World Records, by the way. And this pepper is called the Carolina Reaper. I didn't know that. I thought it was the ghost pepper. It turns out that's not true. The hottest one, it was genetically engineered by some guy in the Carolinas, and he called it the Carolina Reaper. It has the Scoville scale. That's the measurement. Scoville units of how hot a pepper is, the more units, the hotter, of 2.2 million. Now, there's some sauces that they'll make with different peppers, and the salsa itself could be hotter, but just as a standalone pepper by itself, taking a bite, 2.2 million Scoville units is the hottest. And this kid ate it. He was with his dad in the video. His dad ate it. His dad was dying. I actually thought they're going to have to call the paramedics for his dad. But the kid, Nick, he seemed to be okay. I mean, he had some ice cream and some milk. Milk does help. The reason milk helps, by the way, is there's the sugar, the lactose binds to the receptors that capsaicin binds to on your tongue. So dairy is the best way to decrease the burn, if you will. Very interesting and funny video. So that's the Carolina Reaper. But chili peppers, you know, they're high in beta carotene, vitamin C. That was news to me. I didn't realize peppers were high in vitamin C. Fiber. And of course the capsaicin. So chili peppers can be used definitely in cooking and even in supplement form to improve health. So let's look at some of the research about chili peppers. And this first one I found really interesting. Capsaicin does have anti-cancer properties. As a matter of fact, the first study I want to share with you was a cultured human pancreatic study, pancreatic cancer study. And this is important because pancreatic cancer is the number four killer in the United States of cancers. And it's one of the most malignant. But it's not that the pancreatic cancer in and of itself is any more malignant than, say, lung or breast or prostate or something like that. It's the fact that it's always caught late, what we would call late stage, where it's already spread and it makes treatment very difficult. So this study was interesting. They did both a petri dish study and a mouse study all at the same time here using capsaicin. And they were looking at, and they were asking the question, could capsaicin, you know, from chili peppers, induce something called apoptosis, which is cancer cell death, a programmed cell death. All cells in your body have the ability, and it's an important ability, to eventually kill itself. I mean, you don't want old cells to continue to divide, and that's when more mutations happen. I mean, there's a time when cells need to die off and need to be replaced by newer ones, and that's called apoptosis. Well, cancer cells kind of have a way of inhibiting apoptosis. So, you know, there's a lot of good research looking into ways to reactivate this program cell death so we can treat cancer. So that's what they were looking at here with the capsaicin. So what they did, let's go through the petri dish one first. So they took a bunch of pancreatic cancer cells, and they, you know, had these petri dishes, and they treated those petri dishes with capsaicin. What they found was that there was a dose-dependent inhibition of cell viability, which is important. So that means the cancer cells were kind of starting to break down when they were treated with capsaicin. And also there was that induction of apoptosis. And they actually were able to discover that the way capsaicin was working, capsaicin was activating in these cancer cells what is known as ROS, a reactive oxygen species pathway. That's an oxidative stress pathway. So capsaicin activated this oxidative stress pathway, which then caused a decrease in pancreatic cell viability and eventually the activation of programmed cell death, apoptosis. Now, when you hear that, you might think to yourself, well, okay, so, but what would capsaicin then do to healthy cells, right? So here you have capsaicin causing oxidative stress pathways to activate. And in cancer cells, that's great. But you might think, well, is that same thing going to happen to my healthy cells? And the answer to that was, at least in this study, no. Because they also looked at healthy cells. And capsaicin added to petri dishes of healthy pancreatic cells did not increase oxidative stress and did not induce an early programmed cell death. So that's good news. So here you have, and that's because the cell physiology in a cancer cell is different from a healthy cell. And so here you have capsaicin having a positive effect on pancreatic cancer cells, meaning their viability was down, they're killing themselves, apoptosis, but that capsaicin had none of those effects in the healthy cell line. So that's positive. And then here we had also the capsaicin was given to mice. And basically, they found the same thing. The authors concluded that tumors from capsaicin-treated mice demonstrated increased apoptosis as well. So they were able to take that petri dish study and turn it in at least into an animal model, and it showed a positive result. This was all published a few years ago in the journal called Apoptosis, December 2008. So that's one property of capsaicin. So other properties, weight loss. An article published in the Cochrane Database 2013 showed that there was an 8% decrease in body weight among rats on a high-fat diet given capsaicin. In the study, capsaicin increased the breakdown of fat and increased metabolism. And they actually measured resting metabolic rate in these mice, and there was an increase of about 4%. So capsaicin does increase what we call resting metabolic rate, which as we get older, by the way, one of the pillars of weight gain is a drop in resting metabolism, meaning you're not burning as many calories at rest compared to when you were younger. So capsaicin, at least in this mouse model, showed some benefit there. And capsaicin now, I think these kind of products have been around for a while. Capsaicin in topical solutions, topical creams for pain. Specifically arthritis pain, you know, you can take a capsaicin based arthritic cream and rub it right over where it hurts on the knee, the elbow. It seems to work in the bigger joints better. And there's been some significant relief of pain for people there. As a matter of fact, a study published in 2013, again, this comes from the Cochrane Database, showed that capsaicin improves sleep, fatigue, depression, and quality of life in people with pain from a herpes neuralgia, which is very common. So that was so capsaicin has some properties for cancer cells, weight loss, pain. Yeah, feel the burn. Don't eat the Carolina Reaper. I wouldn't do that, but hey, a little chili pepper can go a long way. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.